you're watching The Chosen. You are on this journey with the characters that we've read about, and now we're seeing it on the small and the big screen.
Yes.
Giovanni Cairo plays a fellow called Thaddeus. Let's get into it. Giovanni, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Giovanni, let's just start off. I want to ask you, like, what is different about The Chosen as opposed to, like, other even biblical movies and TV shows?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing is that I've been hearing the consensus of is relatability. You really see in each one of these characters just you know, not only are they going through obstacles similar emotionally, like people like you and I go through every single day, but you're seeing the humanistic aspects of them too. You know, you're seeing Jesus laugh and dance at a wedding with his disciples. You're seeing him cry in moments of sorrow and joy. And I think those are moments I know growing up, if I ever watched Christian media growing up when I was a kid, I never really felt like I related to any of the characters. So it's cool even seeing like kids from younger generations that are interested and like the show. And they're seeing parts of themselves in these characters as well. So I feel really proud that we've been able to do that.
Well, tell us about Thaddeus, because, you know, we have Matthew, we have Mark, we have Luke, we have John, you know, the bigs, right? They wrote the books.
Yep.
So how does Thaddeus fit into the narrative?
What's really cool is that I didn't realize it until after season one was done, but Thaddeus is also St. Jude. Which I had no idea until doing some research on. But like you said, you know, like Thaddeus is only mentioned maybe a handful of times in the Bible. And so at first I thought Dallas was playing a joke, casting me as Thaddeus. I'm like, did you just make up a disciple? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't know if you can do that historically, man. But what's really cool is our writers do such a good job specifically given a unique personality each character. And with Thaddeus, because he's not very well known, I feel the freedom to be able to give him a voice that he deserves. Mm-hmm. And I knew very well on through the beautiful writing that he has a heart on his sleeve. He's a peacemaker. He really doesn't like confrontation. He wants everyone to be on the same page. And he's been able to teach me to be more patient in my own personal life too. So I try to give a lot of myself to it, and hopefully people can relate to him.
As an actor, you know, sometimes you do a role and it's one and done, right? You move on. How has being in this particular series and playing this character gonna stay with you after, say, I don't know how many seasons there may be?
I don't see how, if you play a biblical character, how that could not change you.
Yeah, I think for everybody it's different, but for me personally, it's affected my life in ways that I never thought possible. Before The Chosen, I was at a place where I wasn't happy where I was in my career. I was living in California and I wasn't really, I was away from family for 5 years, saw them periodically, and my two goals were to book a series and to get closer to God, because I wasn't as close to him as I was when I was a kid. Prayed on it a bunch and got involved with giving back. My friend got involved with nonprofits. So she told me to come along and just help her. And 4 months later, a week before we were done with the whole process, The Chosen audition came. And it was just at the perfect time. And I don't know, people have a lot of different beliefs and that's completely okay. But I can't deny that wasn't God. That it definitely was, you know.
Well, it's kind of weird to say don't give us any spoilers, because we do know how the whole story
kind of
goes.
Kind of know how it ends, but.
But for season three, what to look out for, you know, as it premieres in theaters, first two episodes and even further on.
Sure.
What shocks and twists and turns could you maybe just give us a hint about?
Oh, man. I will say buckle up. Because this is going to be the most emotional season we've ever had. The stakes are higher than they've ever been. It's kind of like what I've been telling people is the honeymoon is over, because the gang is all together, and now the disciples really see what it means to follow Jesus. So get ready for an emotional roller coaster, I would say.
Well, you can download The Chosen app and watch that way. And there are several other streaming platforms you can use. Catch up on seasons 1 and 2. before season 3 hits theaters and then hits online everywhere, and enjoy the journey in a way that you've never seen it before. Giovanni Cairo playing Thaddeus. Thank you for spending some time with us, man.
Oh, Todd, Shirley, thank you so much for you guys' time. Appreciate it.